put it up. Everybody has it. Gemara discusses Achbara. Let's see the Gemara inside. Who Achbara? The Nachal Lechavisa, the Shichra. Asri Rav Rav Lahu Shichra. The beer is prohibited. Everyone with me? Says the Gemara as follows. Amru Rabbanu Kamed Rav Sheshes, Neima Kosova, Nostan Lefkam, Osir. That's the beginning of the sugya. Alright, anyone following along? I'm just reading for my Gemara. Hope you're able to see it over here. Okay. Amrule. Rabban Rav Sheshes, Ela Miata, the time at Lach Vyovish, Alamatan, the time in Lach and the Amatam Yavation. That's the Gemara. I think we should see some Rashis. Rashi says, Easter Sheres Chidushu, to Hamimis, Uvalav Asara Bedil Nishimine, Ulamale the Azirachmana Lesh, my field of Stan of Kamas also. Elameate Chidushu, Yitame Lach Biove, Sheremo, Subedilian Shimima go, Lumle the Azirachmana Lesh, Ramino, I feel Shiovesh, Mitame, Alamatna, Mesechus Nida, all these things in that Namatami Vesh, Shramino, Lomoil Sheretz. For love, Chiddush, Vitzuch Lasur Veilaid, Dov the Gachovim, Achle. So it's not. Affect the Gemara. Tamash Vazer, the Tamil Lach Viova, Shalom Matan, the Tamil Lach and the Tamil Yavation. What did you say? Real Azria? Okay, but Mosem, or Machmonic. Oh, I'm sorry. Back to Gemach. Kain Mosem. That's what Gemara says. Fine. This is a little complicated. We'll just go over it for a minute. Maskel Rav Shimon. Here's the question. Maskel Rav Shimon Arado. Now, who's he asking a question against? It's going to become very critical soon. Maskel, he's asking a kasha against what came before. Umi Mois. Is it true that an achbar is Mois? For the ol al shulchan shel malachim, exclamation point. Unbelievable. Okay. What does that mean? Wasn't Achbar the Dabra? I showed you this last time. I told you about Alpeh at the end of the Shir. Achbar the Dabra. What's that word?
Squirrel.
Which we discovered last week is served as a delicacy. I don't know, Thanksgiving they had turkey. I hope they didn't eat squirrels. No. Find out if there's any squirrel for Thanksgiving. Hope not. Anyway, so this is the Gemara. Let's go back to finish the sukkah and then we'll come back. Fine. Oh my Rova Hilchus Nos Lavkam Mutter. Achba Bishikra, but Yadana my time with the Rav. Imishim the Sova Nos Lavkam is Osir. Vilesa also come and say. Imishim the Kosova Nos Lavkam Mutter. It was unresolved. Right? Unresolved. We don't know the reason for Rav. Called the one shot, we pass like him. Called the one shot, we don't pass like him. Iboilahu. That was the same thing again. That wasn't smart. I meant this one. Iboilahu. Nafal go chala amai. Chala is vinegar. Omer le'rav hila le'rav ashi. Have a uvda be'rav kahana. Ve'os rav kahana. See, it's awesome. No. Omer le'ahu imartute imartit. Which we spoke about before, and we'll chaz it again. Not because of the effect, as in the taste of the vinegar, rather some of the substance of the squirrel got somehow chopped up, and it's in the vinegar itself. Got me so far? This is the end of the sugya, for as far as we're concerned. Ad kan sugya segemama sechta avodah zara. Fine. Says Tosfos. Watch this. Look carefully. Him tomar, my come I hochali lo yadana I ashbuch im mashpich. The tamik filler mo. The filler mo. Taste it, and you'll see if the squirrel is a delicacy. Maybe they serve it in the White House. All shulchan malachim. If it gives a good taste into the beer or not. Yeshlomar, shema achma b'shichra mechazek es hashecher u'mecham. So. Or because of the squirrel. You know what that means? I'm not an expert in these kind of things. I don't know. Kama karova. Noslav kama's mutter afishrosim. Afishen bas yoma yosva mutter afishrosim. Fa'atka. Now, let's open up with all this. We have to turn to Simon Kuf Dalid. See what it says. We'll save it off the Shulchan Aruch. This is just the background. We saw the Gemara, we saw some interesting Rashis, we saw a little two lines in Tosfos. Now I'm talking about the Shulchan Aruch. Achbro de Dabra nos and tam the Shvachu. Shari ol ho Shulchan Malachim. Says the Shach, before we go any further. Sifkot Nalaf. Masha Dab, Dibi Amachaber. Achla the Dabra Pshidalon, the Mashbiach, Beshech of Achomas. Cave in the Hol Shulchan Malach. Okay, brackets. Efshad the Fields that Achla the Dabra Philip Yain Veshemen, Kagav Naina Pogemis. Uvishas, Avodazor San Meches on the base, Muchach the Afal Gav the Hol Shulchan Malachim. Still, Visavkalon, he knows in town of Gamba Taruvis. We saw the Gemara. That's the Gemara, right? That's the Shaila. We don't know his reason. Either because the Savar, the Fgam is Asur, or Ishbuchimat. Presumably it's going on Hoda Dabra. So the Shach is, why is the Mechaba so sure 100% that Achba the Dabra is the Shvach? It's an unresolved question in the Gemara. Slowly. Slowly, slowly. He can be doche kimi yashev. What does that mean? See the machzah shekel. That's actually, it'd be a good chazar. Put a machzah shekel in front of you. Doche min hosam. Who happened now for the chavis of the shikha? Asir abalu shikha. Amu rabban kamei rav sheshes. Name of the son of rabban as rabban. Asir. Abalu rav sheshes. Abalu rav sheshes. Abalu rav sheshes. Abalu rav Ach, I got paid then. Chiddushu. That's the original Gemara. The mimis of Dilian Shimineh. Okay. Fine. I feel like Chesh Rachman. Hilkoch. No Santan of Gam. Nami. Also. That's the more original. Maskul Rav Simi Rando. Yemois. Ola Shukha Melochim. Lokasha. The Dabra. The Musa. End quote. Kosha. Boom. Amailo Hiksha Kushizu. Valo ol ashulchan malachim al hay the amar davinos and tam levgam veichu nos and levgam ol ashulchan malachim. It's gonna be other vaday the yochel lios the af ol ashulchan malachim who macha b'shubur ifnei atzma mikol makom and nofel the sheicher v'chadom who poke. It may be great, but it's a bad combination with the sheicher. V'lochein lekashemidi al zeh Like a ma'ed that come and be mois. It says it's mois. Al zem akshi shaper for all al shulchan malachim. Vim kain fayad lo mois. Al kopon and mucham izem. Kam achbra de darbra po game keniska liel. Vim kain gam ei boy yisham achakach koi gam ad de darbra. When you pegam and chilek ben achbra de darbra de demosa. It's a shach skasha. Litchok ol yashiv. The shach didn't bother telling us. Why couldn't he take it? Didn't have enough ink. Couldn't afford the ink to tell us what the dechika and the issue would be. So Machshel had more ink. What does he say? Son Aloma. The Bemis Kushit Rav Simi for all the Shulchan Malachim. Where is it? Umi Mois. Mask, I asked before. Mask Rav Simi. Who's he asking on? Umi Mois, all the Shulchan Malachim. Says the Machsa Shekel. This kasha koi gam al hai the pogame doesn't just go on the achbar itself, on the fact that it's pogame. For the nokat mi mois chodem min ayinoka vim kain gam teretz ha gemara the mechalek bein darba lemasa also koi gam linyat pegam vim kain the darba in a pogame v'yosa b'cholinyan. That's the way Litchok ol yashiv. Okay, mikol nira kain. It's a little bit shvach that the kash is going on that too, because the simple pshat is not going on that. You understand? Just wanted to get you to get through the shach kipshut. Fine. Ad kan. Good. Interesting. The question is, what's the difference? Mine afkamina, if the rechav is right, it's obviously usher. Or if the shach is right, maybe it's usher. Usher is usher. Might have gemina. So this question I only saw raised in the Bari HaShulchan. What's the difference, he asks? I'll read it to you from, if you have it, Bari HaShulchan, please open it up. Kuf, Dalet, Sif, Aleph. The Dabra. The very first one. The Shach says no, it's also something. Afal gav de benkach hu benkach osur v'gav ein lasos mizes svek sveka. As the Shach says in Sivkot and Dalet. Whoa, I make a svek sveka out of it. But the Shach says no, it's not a svek sveka. What's Sivkot and Dalet? Sivkot and Dalet. What does it say in the Ramah? The Mechaber writes in Siv Beis. If not for the Yayin v'shemen or the Shah Mashkin, Pogim b'vadai, Fein Sorok Shishin, Levat no play toso. If he's there, not for the Shuman, Nami Dina Hochi. If he's Machmir b'shuman, was the Shach say Sivkot and Dalet? The Pogim b'vadai, same as Yayin v'shemen. The Yesh Machmirim, we just saw b'shuman, we saw, b'shuman, not shemen. Yesh Machmirim hold, the din sheikha v'chomets yeshlo. Which is more chomer, as we saw in the Gemara. Ken mevur b'beis Yosef, v'toras chattas. And ken tzarechi v'devi harav, amai lo shori b'sofik echad b'kovish l'chud. Ikan avi sveka, im mashpiach ilo, v'sofik echad b'kovish, ken avi svek sveka. And they really, by suffik, you must be a chapogim lo havi suffik. Why? Came in the b'shas gufe misapkalu. What does that mean? It's unresolved in the Gemara. Why isn't it a suffik? Oh, Efshar. The dhamma the suffik b'chasar and yediya, the liel simen nun hei, sivkot and dalet. Which means a suffik, which is just based on a lack of knowledge, should not count as a suffik. And someone that says it should be Simon Tzadiches, Sivkot and Tess, that we could actually look up. Keep one hand here, Kuv Dalet. Open up Tzadiches and Shach, Sivkot and Tess, a famous expression which we spoke about when we read at the beginning of the year. We learned Tzadiches. You may remember this expression, a great expression. What happened over there? Siv Gimel. Remember, Mishanishbach, Avil Isa, Shidisarab, Behetav, Uldafanenu. Yesh Lama Shiro, Pirish, Shalkoponim Bekin on a Shesh Barov, Shal Bekin, Shishimanat. Right? Vatan, the Suffolk Atala Bechasar and Yedia, Lobik Suffolk. The Das Shotin was there. Remember that one? Not a complimentary term. Das Shotin was there. So that's the second shot over here in the Shach and Sinan Kuv Dalid. It refers you back to different Gersos, Nun Hei or Tzadiches. It's all the same thing. Okay. It's interesting. Very nice. Das Shotin. Das Shotin. The Taz over there in Simon Tzadiches of Kotten Vov. Whoa, what Das Shotin? Das Shotin means, take a look towards the end. He says like this. Where is it? What's a Das Shotin? We don't know. Avagol Hecha Shasafik L'chol Ha'olam Fabi Asafik Yiu Asil Garmi Omutter Azina L'kula. That's not called a Das Shotin. The whole world is Shotin. The whole world. Everywhere in the world is a Shotin. A little bit too much to swallow. You don't know. You can't figure out. The whole world. The whole world. That's what he says. He thinks that's not considered to be, that is considered to be a suffix. But he says there's a machlokus in the Rashba and the Rosh on this very point. Take a look. The machlokus in the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rashba says, I mean, the bottom of the end of the Taz, Sadi Chesvav. The Rashba holds. I feel a suffix of Chol Ha'olam. Mamas Bekiris, Havik Ma B'yochid, Lo Netshav Suffix. Therefore, he asks his Venus. Not called a Sfek Sfek. Therefore, Chal, gives a suffix of Chol Ha'olam. Okay. Havik Tur holds like his father, of Varosh. He has Shlim and Chisar and Bekiris. He has Shlim and etc., etc. The Chalukim, one is Chisar for the whole world. One's only for you. Hakol Nicha B'Siyad and Dishmaya. Okay, this is a very important task in Simen Tzadiches at the end of Sifkatan Vov. That could be pshat over here, Abosai, in this shach over here in our Simen Kuf Dalet Sifkatan Dalet. The Efsher, the Dham of the Savak Chesor and Yediyah. What do you mean Efsher? The Petzimach Lohs and Rash, and the Rash, and the Rosh. It's a Chesor and Yediyah L'chol Ha'olam. That could be Poshim Shach. Okay. What about the first svar in the shach? Suffolk and shach doesn't count. Why not? Why not? The machza shekel over here talks about it. What's a loma? Bishloma ihaya suffolk bigamora mitzat svara shapir habi suffolk. In other words, it's who said that a gemara doesn't count on svek sveker? Maybe it would be, but it's only chasar on yediyah. But we know that's even not true. Basically, we saw. Tzadiches, he saw the task of God. We saw Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh. All in the two lines of Machza Shekel over here. That's why he says over here the way. Efshar, Kainir. In any event, it's my nafkamina. That's the Biurim. Look what he says. Interesting nafkamina. He says, Chola Sheyesh, page Resh Lamagil, top line. Chola Sheyesh Basakana. Desh Tachilo Masha Osir Rak Misafek below Yisavada. Why? Hakal, Hakal, Tchila. He quotes the Kiyat Sefer. That is the two Yisurim Darais, so one more strict than the other. Here, he says, not in the Rabbanah, the Kiyat Sefer. It says, Hakal, Hakal, Tchila. So Daraisa, Safi Yisurim, the Chumim and HaTorah, the Shema, Safi, the Behemis, Mutter, the Chay, Tzvichim, the Ochla, Veloa, Havadai. And if you hold that Sfeka, the Raisa, the Chumim, the Rabbanah, certainly have to eat the Safi, Min HaTorah, Kemishim and Atoru had the Gomer, that's for sure. The kids in Imrith, the Nachmin for Echola, Sheyeshbo, Sakono. Fine. Adkan. 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 So far, so far. So far, so far. Now. We have this next humongous Biurim, Yumaskul Bain. We spoke about it at great length a few months ago. That's where the question whether something considered if you can separate it, you can discover it. That's what it says over here. Beit Shnevlech Hatichas Dakas. Why? So let's take a look and see what the not everyone has about it. Shulchan. You have a Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's take a look and see what it says. Sif Aleph. What does it say? Al Hoyer Oseach Utsafil Tzonen Fishah Besocha Meis Lies Ben Shi Sira Shalem Ben Shi Nechlech Lechatichas Dakas Fiyochol Lissan Lebe Mesnenes Binin Shalom Yishom Yemena Besocha Klum etc., 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 etc. In the Chatek Lechatichas Dakas Hu Binin Shi Eni Yochol Lissanado Kun Yisar Behashem Lechomet Vemachalov Hakol Oser Lein Shem Bittel That's what we spoke about already a while ago. Comes along the Urim on the same page, Reish Lamed Gimel, the next paragraph. The Chol Shiyochol Lesan El Hafer Ha'etam Me'Yisrael Lo Botel Afiluk She'Eino Nikur Achshav Uka Damashem Yistimas Haposkim B'Zeh. Is it the Rabbana or is it the Raiso? That's his famous discussion. Yisrael Me'et says it's like Yesh Lamatirin. So then the Rabbana. Let me go back to Tzadiches. That's the place he said. It's very relevant to all of our bog issues which will come to as we go. The water and the strawberries and all these other things. Right? Etc., etc., etc. Fine. Good. So now, Rabosai, it's a beautiful... I'd love to read it to you. But now, how many people have the Ba'alei Shulchan today? Okay, most people have it. Okay, it's important to bring it, but okay. Here's Akadoma. This is a Sifkot on Yud Beis. It's on the Marbakomus. Because you know, there are eight special Shrotzim. Eight Shrotzim. What's so special about the Shrotzim? The Yechayev Kadosha, much less than a Kazayas. It's a Tumah as well. There's a Kosov. Others, no, Kazayas, I got the Machalas Asuris. All the other Shrotzim don't have the same Tumtuma. Fine. Eber Sholem, the Shemona Shrotzim, he may be Chayef. Fine. Now I'm going to explain the Ramo. What did the Ramo say? Fidavka, everyone in front of you, open the Shemona. Fidavka, Besheret, Yishlocha, Shem Nisha, Shem, Shel Yuchal, Otsia, Beshar, Isurim, Ein Loch. This spoke about this at great length. A while ago. On the last Bechin. We're holding the next, oh, we come to the next Bechin. So it's a long time ago we spoke about this. We're going to chazer briefly again this time around because this is now we're actually learning Siman Kuf Dal. Then we're learning Siman Kuf, if you recall. So a few brief comments from the Ba'alei HaShulchan. He writes as follows, like this. Barrier below bottle. He's just changing on us. First he said Nida Kabaria, then he said Havale Barrier. The Chashina, Shema Be'ez Achidol, so Yifka Bechadosha, Zu, Shal Achbar, that's the problem. Avarov Katnus, Lo Yagashbo, Avshat Tamashonim, Mitama Machal Vashaykh of Yochlenu, give out. That's the first trial in the Ramah. Okay. You have it in front of you, look at it, what he called it, Tziyunim. Tziyunim. Chav Ches. Kein Pirish Agro B'Talma Shal Ramo. Ulefizeh, that's a barrier, brackets. Nira Degamba Tarova Shal Yavish B'Yavish Lo Batal Kadosha Meches Shrotzim. Yeah. I mean, we know, barrier is not Batal, it doesn't matter. The original barrier case is in fact Yavish B'Yavish. So, come on. Bears not bottle at all. Uven the kudas a kesef cost of the chalik bazer. Bein tarovas alak balak, kovas yavish biyavish. On the ikad vara be koshi avona, at the prechadish tovs of God Gimel says, I ain't sham. Yeah, but you can't just dismiss the shach. You can't dismiss the shach. You can't dismiss the shach. It's impossible. It's impossible. So the question becomes, what's going on? So we thought a long time ago that the shach in the shach itself looked like the gro. The gro is a kesef, a whole different word. Just like you look on a kadosha and it's chomer tvei, so too the medikzeres and miyivchim and mamashes of the kadosha. Only by these cheshratim. And what does it mean, kimo beria? Kimo beria means only one thing, that you're loka less than kazayas. But no, it's not dino kiberia. And that's exactly why the Nekudas HaKesef says that it's only balach balach, or yovish balach, and not by yovish be yovish. Because he says it's not really a beria. The only equation of beria in the Nekudas HaKesef is you're loka less than kazayas. Doesn't mean kimo beria and vidin beria. It's a totally different kind of a chumrah. A different kind of a chumrah. It's nothing to do with beria, and therefore it's only by, it's not a part of yavish b'yavish. That's the kodesh kesef. Yes, sir. You're right. It's a difference in the shah kodesh kesef. It's written by the same man. That's shouldn't. But I told you this already last time. Even before we learned this, you may have told me this a while ago. I told you the shah could not say exactly the same thing. Fine. On both sides, let's open up to the kodesh kesef and read it inside. Kol Dvarav Tumul. He writes about the Taz. I remember we saw the Taz last week. Ishtomim, Shos, Harbe, Machoshwa, Koch. He doesn't understand the Ramo. What's going on over here? Thinks it's all totally wrong. He says, Barbaria, etc., etc. I'm skipping most of it. Lo dok, v'yisa v'heta oruch marisham nadya b'yovish b'yovish, uv'zevade af ramah modeh. The vade ain't kavanas ramah lama tachadosha b'sheretz ain't a bottle b'yovish b'yovish b'tam beria. Oh, come on. Never meant it's a beria. No. Bez b'dav shalom yichal gani shmo olof. Kavanas ramah are different. Hocha dine kilach polach kemet in this arab and mashke. At the koshim kena my osur. To this battle, k'sheish shishim dek, no? Alamada ishani ocha, kevan davi kemo beria, to loka kazashim in a Torah, im kein chomer tvei, because you are bona be the chashin and the shema yivka b'mamashosol shal kadosha, os the chiv d'oraisa. Here the Ashkechon, the gods have been buried low bot, but not doing beria. Av shari surin, kevan the ain't a loka kazayis, lo gods rube. Amazing. That's what he writes in the Kodesh HaKesef. Nothing to do with Beria. The Shach doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound that way. But, okay. Yeah.
They could make the Zera that you have Kazayas Sholem, that's also like a Beria.
Okay.
What's the color there?
Again, the Shach sounds like it's just Kimo Beria. Not very proper, but it's still under the general heading of Kimo Beria. And in the Kodesh HaKesef, it's nothing to do with Beria. I says Kimo Beria. No, it just means that because you're loka and less than Kazayas, the same as you're loka on a Kaberi, here it's a Kadosh, here it's a Mashu, they gave it extra chumris. You can bump into it, Yechayef. Therefore, they asked it if you can't strain it out. It's further removed from Beria in the Kodesh HaKesef than it's impressed and conveyed in the Shach. Fine. But the Vilna Gaon has something else to say over here. The Vilna Gaon has two pshatim. Sifkan Vav is very long. Very long. He has one pshat along the lines of what we just said until now. Fine. Here's a second pshat. Watch this. Ayin Rashi Samachtes Imratute. Let's first look there. What did Rashi say in Imratute? The Chatichas Dachas Ketanas Vesheres Yisrua Bechadosha Kitubaso Bechashina Dema Bolea Chatichas Sheres Adichomes. get a impression from Rashi, like the Ramah, it's limited to the Ches Shrotz, it's Chadosh. Why is he mentioning it? So it's telling you, give me a general introduction to Shas. Well, why is he mentioning Chadosh? That's a Poshim Shas, that way. It says the Vilna Gaon Gof, I'm Rashi, Ratute, Koshakosu, Me'ila, Tezayin, and Medbeis. We'll say a lot of Boki, Me'ila, Tezayin, and Medbeis. There is the Nishir Chadosh. Hik Shalav, Varatoris, Abayis. Everyone has to go to Vilna Gaon, Vilharan. Lamutzel is it. The Kaimel and Chatzis Yosem and Torah. Vod Levinim and Maslans for this year and Shav. The Torah Shavanach, the Vilbe Indian, etc. Tirat the Kusha Shneer Shalaran. You can't be resigned it. I feel the Bishishim. The Mamorah Salamah Dena Oseb Kalamashim the Nostan of Gam. I feel the Hachia Osru Im Nechtach. A Kusha is showing the cause of Ago. Vidavko says it can be shared since Lachosh Nishasham Shalom Yuchalotzia Vashai Surmain Lachosh. As the Marshal says in the Shachs of Cotton Bays, Tatsmuso Afila Baruba Batl. Kosha Omi Bifnayasma Nikwe Yavish Biyavish. And let me tell him, Beri Asin in Allah. I forgot the Berish and the Strasik Betela. Kan Kevan the Shiura Bekadosha. Havi Ke Mo Beria. Taz doesn't like it, Prichosh doesn't like it. They say, no, it's not called the Beria. But what they hold? Ein a yisim is batal kol shenikar, 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 pegged out the chumas, ein is batal ela b'lach b'lach, al yavish b'yavish, shuhan is beinim ochu tocho, hai b'lach b'lach, net chavi yavish b'lach, says the Vilna Gaon. So in the Loma, v'machal ov kirot avava, the mikomako, hu lach, kem en shen omi b'fnei atzmo, fil b'elef lo batal, kem en ane mishush b'yadayim b'tam shil, Yargishli Isser, have the Isser and Niker. That's what it says. That's what it says. So far, so good. So the Vilna Gaon has, in effect, Tupshat. Okay. So the Loga Bekolshu has a status of Beria. Against the Rashba, who said Yaloka Bakoshu, it's not a barrier. Not a barrier at all. Either way, it's a suffix whether there is a Kadosha or an Avishal there or not. All this is a Ramah. Machaber says no. The Taz says, because the Easter is Nikola Ayin, Yash Lasir Me'amachal Ab Machas Katnuso, and therefore, Rabosai, it's also no matter what. Not only Ches Shratim, all Shratim. Said the Bari HaShulchan in the same piece, explain it based on the we see in Simon Kuf Aleph. What is in Kuf Aleph? If you have a Bari HaShulchan, give a look. It's all in the same Sitkot, your base. Next page, the whole page. This is a whole page, Reish Lamed Aleph, with only one half of a Sifkotin. Sifkotin Yud Beis. Okay. Writes as follows. Beis Yosef, Maishna Bishar Tarovas Diyamaj and Itaros Beshishim. So there are two answers. But a small little lamed hey. The two answers on page Reish Lamed Aleph. Two answers. What are the two answers? One, Hare Kol Shaisa Nikar Lo Chashiva Tarovis, the Lek of Bittel, Hochanami Isa Nikaru, Shu the Mari Hocha Shaisa Nikar, we are Sahin, Chen Av Shiyev Shu the Sanana, Otsim and Aheter, make Hatusa, too small. Yeah. More than that. Where'd he say that? Kuf Aleph Sif Beis refers to himself, I think. Yes, in Lamed Zayin, Kuf Kasavnu Kuf Av Sebeis Bimaskal Basa B'cholim. That's what he says over there. After the Hatim means that you can separate it and not lose any of the Hatim itself. If you lose the Hatim itself, it's not considered Efshel Afrit. So he suggests. Okay, let's go a little bit further over here. What do you see? Not a Tarovis at all. They bump into the Yisr. You won't know it. Yeah. And he goes further than this. Why won't you know it? Top line of column 2 and page Resh Lamed Vav. Shema Yivka B'Yisrael Yaga Shepagabo. The Avshu Nika L'Rias Ha'ayin Ha'ayin B'Histaklus Heitev V'Shema Lo Yagash Bo She'yochav Lo Histaklus Kolkach B'machol. That's one teretz. You're not mochim to look so much. Apparently you're not mochim to look so much. That's one answer. That's based upon the Vilna Gaon. Tiret Sheini, the Pri Chodesh and the Gra. Oh, this is also the Gra. We saw the Gra. Ozo Lame L'Fi Sha'anocha T'rocha Yisrael Nika V'hu Lochashim Tarovis, the Hekira Hekeru Lo Mitzad Ria Sa'ayin, you can't see it. Mitzad Chushamim Mishush, you can feel it. Sheyochala Hargishbo, Ulazahoso Bemishush Ayad. Lachain Afshem Yochala Sana Lochashim Tarovis Lo Botil, the Hashinan Sheyochlenab Lo Tsuma Slave, Lo Yagishbo Biyodov. You can't trust this, too small. Wow. So the tsiyunim at the bottom, Lamed Hey. He says as follows. Lamed Tess. On the Chora, ain't a mucha shebeis the terutz and pligi medina. Rakdu kipta, tacha. Avladina yeshloma the bein beriya bein bemishush choshev kenikaris. I think he's right. That's to consider. Either way. But what's it in halacha lemaisa? Lemaisa. Linyan dina. Oh, Rabbi Cohen was told by Rabbi Hutna you got to pass on every shaila. What did he pass on over here? Behind that nearly. The mikvah ain't on nika lo lirias ayin v'lo lemisha sheyad ela shu b'mokon sheish lochus l'chadasha o le'eva sholem mecham ben ha'shmona shrotzim yesh mikom mokom l'hokal bo le'es ha'tzorach l'smoch al ha'sovrim t'chai gavna lo choshiv k'beria diga din ber lo batla lo drabona nesh l'hokal b'sveiko. Because in this case you can't see with your eyes, you can't feel with your hands. Me'idach yisach shenika lo ayin o lemisha sheyad. He goes, don't bother, doesn't matter, shmon or not shmon. He passed a lot on the maisa, no difference. Against the Rambam Kapshuta. That's what he says. The Pashup Shah, what he's saying over here, that's what he says. That means, based on what we said earlier, Pashup Shah, if you can't see it, only through a tircha, tabulis, flow nikolay ayin. So therefore, according to what he's saying now, this New York City water should be okay. Go to the barrier. Can't see it. Can't feel it. Ever feel a couple part in your life? Whoever saw a couple part, raise your hand. Whoever saw one? I saw it. I had all the shticks today. I saw one. Wasn't so impressed. But anyway, he never saw it. He never felt it. So they were mailed. The northern barrier. Adka. Now, Rabosai, Sif Gimel. Siv Gimel. Please open to Siv Gimel. Kuf Dalet Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Tvorah ma'usim shenafsha shaladim kotsabem kinemolim uzvuvim v'yitushim shekaladim bodamem v'miyusan. I feel this arva v'tavshel v'nimcha gufon v'zocho. In my head the rabbala mutarim. Man, you would eat that? That's what it says. Technically speaking, it is mutter. Why? Doesn't have the fkam. Doesn't have the fkam. So the biki vege. Where are we? Task Vov. Rashal Begiranoshe Pasuk Lahachmer Bazeh. V'chein Mori Yechomi the Bach is Machmer. As for Kosev Ramah Besim Kuv Zayin Sev Beis She'ein L'shana Samidik She'noagin Lahokel. Okay. 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 So what does that mean? Comes out. Very good. What does Rabbi Kivega say? Hainu afiyayim v'shemen d'achva b'varei pogein v'kol makom en l'dama zuvim d'itusha d'achva. Mashachri ha'taz t'psach shulchan aruch v'ramo mashma t'mutla b'chol mashkin koshali. T'matirin lomdu kemi din achvar. Hainu l'mad esfilu d'achva kol mashkin chutz mi'chala v'shichu pogein. Madanira midiri ha'taz beiz v'maskin l'das ha'rashal den l'hokal b'achva zulis b'gimu mashkin. Him kain al kol ponit. What is the gimu mashkin? So Yayin and Shecher and Chomer, the Gemara. Im Kain, Al Kolponim Bizruvim Unemolim Gamgen Lachal Yosef. Ula Kev and the Metzina Das Mordechai Shehuva Bebeis Yosef. The Zvuv Kill Beachbar. Mokam. Tafte Shichra Ein Osen Tam. Afta Analo Kaimel and Hochi Bekomakom Bishar Mashin Tzvilu Lekama Poskim Dachba Pogim Behem. Samchin and Alayol in Zvuv, but that's Sarachin. He just goes through the calculus of how we should paskin Laloch. Okay, interesting. If you look at the Bari Ashulchan, Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, also on the Makaros, the first one in the Siv Gimel. What's the Lashon of the Mechaber? Dvorim Amusim, Shenavsho Shel Adam Kotzer Behem. What does that mean? The Lashon of the Mechaber is a Mashma. It's disgusting to you. That's why it's pogrom. Wow, you give it to your friend because he doesn't know. Oh, man.
How is that
the Mechaber? Yeah. The Lashon Mechaber is, Musa Shel Nafsho Shel Adam Kosebem. Doesn't mean it's intrinsically bad. In your mind, it's disgusting. Not that it's physically disgusting, it's mentally disgusting. If I use that expression, mentally disgusting. Okay? Now, what about when it comes to bugs? In Sivkot Lamed Ches, he says, what about this? No, v'yesh kasu shagama toloim v'chlal drama mu'usim v'enem osim b'tamom. They're all disgusting. Everything they have these. Whatever is also v'yesh shacholik alze v'sova shatolas osim b'tamom. Wow. Uledina. Niula hachem was the last line of page reish mem zayin. Af the yin sham acholim, b'shgam sheish poskim shacholken al mechaber gam in the molim, b'chaberein v'sov b'shaf hem not lash. Kmo shenaver the kamon in mem gimel. Some people hold that way. Yesh cholken. Where's the yesh cholken? Look in the shach. Where's the shach? Not here. The shach at end of Siman Kuv Zayin. Give a look. Open up the Kuv Zayin, please. Open the Kuv Zayin. Kuv Zayin, Sivkot and Zayin. We're only in Kuv Hei, Kuv Dalet. Kuv Zayin is around the corner, but it's a long corner on both sides. We can't wait till we get there. That's good. Kuv Hei is in the middle. Kuv Hei is a whole month of work. But, okay, let's go. What does it say over here? Kuv Zayin. Shach Sivkotin Zayin. The Mechaber writes in Siv Beis. Zvuv v'chayosibo b'dvorim ha'mu'usim she'nafshol gozavim she'nimtza v'tavshol zorko v'tavshol mutter she'n pleit ha'zvorim elu ha'pagumim oseres chen ha'minik poshut ha'afal ga'av d'yesh machmirin tiri ha'makilin ika in l'shanas ha'mini. We just saw that quoted a minute ago. Fine. fine. Says the Shach et Sivkot and Zayin. Watch this. Kuv Zayin Sivkot and Zayin. Watch. Towards the end. Why are we so cavalier about this? There are Rishonim and Achronim who disagree. Who are they? I don't know. Okay, no again. Baran Padua, okay, no again. Marshal, yeah. Kabbalah Meharash, okay, no again. That's the Meruba, what can you make? That's what the Baran Padua and the Bach say. Adka. So it's a matter of dispute. Says the Bari HaShulchan over here, we're not going to eat this kind of stuff anyway, but let's not get to the clean. Mutarin. Bein atamshel, bein aklishin is bashelbo. That's what can happen, right? You throw the thing out, but the kli, not the kasha, the kli. So you don't have to. Don't have to. Okay. That's what it says. Okay. Fine. The question becomes, Rabosai, this is very nice. Fine. But there are more. Back in Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Rabosai, we thought we finished Kuf Gimel, huh? Never finished. never finished anything, but back to Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Give a look, please. Kuf Gimel, everyone open up. Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Give a look. Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Towards the end. Rabbo. Yes, Omrim Afal Gav, the East known town of Gamba, Machal Mutter, the Komako Makadera Asura, says the Vilna Gaon. Ches. Moshama Babar Zara, Zera Kadera Shena Basyama de Basyomo, Koshken Khan, Shem Yavashal Dova Shinos Town of Shvach. Whoa, look at Simon Side Test. Whoa! Whoa, this is a chum and a flaw. Come on, huh? So the question becomes, look in the Yad Avram here. Remember Yad Avram? And Simon Kuf Gimel. One second, please. Yad Avraham. Let's read together. Hakdei Rasura, the Ramah quotes an opinion. The Chayshinen Shemiyitin Eisa Tam Teshvach Batav Shri Yivashim. For Kosav Tadeh B'Sif Aleph, and Adavka Shayisim Bifnayasim Meshubach, O Pogam Tzas, Pogam Nagarmei, Ein Vatam Klal, Shri Hakdei Rasharya. Fine. A little bit more. And here really, skipping some. The Shari Levashal Tavshal Shiyodea Bavadai Shaisa Ravishon Yitin Botam Lefgam. And Lacha Shema Yavashal Vodava Shiyitin Botam Lefgam. And they wrote Sof Simon Shachazeh. All right, that's our Simon. Oh, you see, we're back, Rav Osai. Let's pause here and go to Simon Kuf Dalet, which is our Simon. Please, Rav Osai, towards the end of Kuf Dalet. Here we go. Miu b'chala v'shirchu yishlocha k'mo b'yachbar. This is the Ramah in Siv Gimel. Right? He's saying, Zuv, we have to worry about chala v'shirchu like achbar. Says the Yad Avram here, Tzorachin, Fizel litzer akadera, shenizbashu v'tavcha shenimokha bo zvuvim. The Shem Yavash Bal Shikha Vachala Shiyusitem Bal Tuvtam. Kabalt. Kabalt. The Rashi was a Kadera Shari. Kuv Zayin, we still saw. Beis Yosef Befer Dak and Moshe Hadram. Shilak Li Shem Yagam Yizvuf. Tzorach Lomar. As I wrote back in Kuv Gimel Sibbeh, we just came from there. The Shari Levashal Tavshal Shiyodua Shiyusuf Nosn Bal Tam Levgam. V'lo Chashinan Shiyavashal Bal Dava Shiyin Bal Tam Levshvach. Miyu Levashal Bal Shikha Vachala. L'choyah nira le'oser. Afi mashkas hafti sham di bishl b'adavar him v'supuk. Ibn osn bo yisra rishin tam lefkam l'ashar b'di'evet. L'kom agam shikhra v'chala lo avi safi gomer. To safi kichastaran chokhmahu. Right, that's shaitim. And l'hach v'linyan tam af nifle men akli. Shari harbe poskim sviul the zvuv ein bo tam klal. V'en osr afil l'shikhra v'chala and certain not akli. So the two out of Rome is going tandem. One is over here. And now is Simon Kuf Dalet. On the Ramah Siv Gimel, and the earlier one is in Simon Kuv Gimel on the Ramah Siv Beis. This is what it says. This is what it says. Fine. Adkan. Now, Rabosai, we start what I was supposed to be the second part of the Shia, a little bit on the schedule. This beautiful Sefer is our new Sefer for the next few days. Everyone see it? Halachas of insects.
Who's that?
Rabbi David Cohen, the CRC of Chicago. This is great. This is great. Remember, we looked at this last time. I used Lechem Yeliochla, Rav Henkin, Hashem Yom Kom Dama. That's great. This is also great. That's great in Hebrew. That's great in English. When I say great, it means it's a balanced sefer. Everything else is just usser, 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 usser. Everything's usser. All bugs are us, all water is us, all blackberries, rats, everything, the whole world is us. Awesome. Easy to say awesome. We'll see over here that not everything is us. Things are mutu too. That's why I love this safe. Okay, I didn't know it even existed. But this came out. Let's see, when it come out. Copyright, third edition, 2018. I'm not sure when the first edition came out. Let's see if I can figure that one out from here. The original has come by his father, Rabbi Alfred Cohen of Spring Valley, New York. One MTA for many years. It's written Elul, Tovshin, Ayin, Zayin. No, that's the earlier sefer. No, I'll take that back. Which one is this? Where's the earliest from? Where is this one? No. Is it all in the earlier set? When it was done? All the earlier set. I'm looking at this one. All the Askamas are on it. Julius Farm. I don't know what it's supposed to be. Third edition is 2018. But I don't know. I can't tell what the first edition was. I don't know. I'd love to tell you, but I don't know. I'm embarrassed at how such a great sefer existed for so long. I didn't know about it. Well, the third edition is only 1 year old. We're still holding 2019. Rebbe said another month. Today's December 1st. So we still have another month. But I don't know when the first edition came out. Nothing here indicates when it was. Okay, so I'm going to go with the seder of this beautiful sefer. More or less. We'll skip a little bit because as he skips. Okay. It all has to do with Simen Pei Dalet. So I brought Simen Pei Dalet today. If you can get a copy of Simen Pei Dalet tomorrow, please bring it in. But of course, not everyone gets it. We'll try to put things on the screen as much as possible. Let's start with Simen Pei Dalet right now. Some of you have it. You have it in your Shulchan Aruch. At least one person keeps me honest. Everything else for the moment. Sivov. Well, we'll come back to this later. Pei Dalet Zivav. No? Toloim Hagadele Beperis. Odom Bechuber. All right? Choshuv Kisheret HaShoretz. All right, fine. Rambo. Upalam Nimsa Bepri Kimindakuda Shchora. A black dot. Remember the black dot? Humokha Shemaskla Tolas Lis Rakim. Sarach Lihitlo Misham Baomek. The Osra Tolas Atzmo. Kimot Tolas Atzmo. At first glance, I repeat, at first glance, it sounds like he's answering black dots. I'm talking here on page, I'm starting on page 81. Okay. He goes on, quotes this Rambo. What'll happen on page 83 if it's visible but not identifiable? We spoke about that at length. You see a dot, but there's no way without a magnifying glass they can tell that it is a bug. Can't tell. Can't tell. He quotes the Machlokas HaGadolim. Who are the Makilim? Rav Chaim Oizer. And his Talmud Rav Gustman. You ever hear of Yisrael Gustman? Kutus Yishayurim. Odom Godol Ad Ma'od. He was, as a young man, he was already on one of Rabbi Chaim Oizer's bezins in Europe. And there's a famous story about him. I just do a little bit of bugs. A little bit. Rabbi Chaim Oizer used to take walks with him in the woods. And so I was telling him about various berries growing on trees. This is poisonous. This is good. And he doesn't understand. What's he giving me a lesson in science for? When he ran away from the Nazis, he survived because of the bugs, the berries that he ate. As for the tutelage of Chaim Oizer, Adkan, unbelievable. Missed him in the flows. So here's Mekel the Shaila, Rabbi Vosna, Shevet Alevi, we know. And both Rav Belsky of Shechta, Havda Mechaim Lechaim, from the OU, also held it's okay. Who asks it? Rav Yashiv and Rav Feivel Cohen. Where? What? Who? Who? The only thing in writing is Shevet Alevi. Did we see it once before? We didn't see it? I think we did, but let's see it again. Everything else is what we call personal communication. Let's take a look at Shevet Alevi. Zion. You can. The Kuda Katana no, the Marashach Groy. It's gray, black, gray. Ala Priya Priya Dama, who beget a Mashu Mamash. Elishim Roab is Kusus Magdalas Gedolo, you have a magnifying glass. You're talking Shanira to last cotton. Yeah. Forget about it. You need a bedikel. But Mashanira, now here's this now. Lerov b'nei Adam. Guy has an eagle eye. He has eyesight better than everybody else's. We disregard him. Rov b'nei Adam. Rov b'nei Adam. The kudos can never love him out premier b'mayim of yamim. Ain't been under the kudos b'yama shem ben chashash shwatzim v'lo klum. Can marry miris ayin logorim chumer klal. The schuchis. And we don't include schuchis. Ichos schuchis. They have the microscope. You can't drink water. You took high school biology. So you can't. Chubas arashba. The Ramah peydala zivav. Kudos shchora. Oh, it sounds like from the Ramah, he asked him to Kudah Shchora. Because of Rashbosha Mamasha Hashoel, Rotel Lahokil, Kavish and Nira Raka Rosh, Shalarakash Kotan the Oat, The Rashba holds. Why the Rashba say Yochel Lirchosh? The Rashba holds, yeah. He wants to show. Kot Mod Mod. Ochoka Barua Sharokesh, as the Rashba discovered. That's what it says. Even the Rashba's Makel, etc., etc. Ad Kan Dvarav HaKadosh. So over here, he explains. Again, all the other things are just oral communication. Okay. So he says like this, how can he be wrong? How can he be wrong? He has to be right. We're not required to look through magnifying glasses. But Pashas, it doesn't make any sense to be a Machmer. But yet, who's Machmer? He quotes Rav Fievel Cohen and Rav Yoshev in personal communication. Who quoted, who spoke to him? Rabbi Cohen spoke to Rabbi Fievel Cohen, and Rabbi Vai, the famous bug man, right? I think it was Padika Spoza Kilchoso, am I correct? Is he wrong? He spoke to Rabbi Yoshev, he's an Ish Nemer, Choshev Tamat Chochel. So it's two personal communications. And the question is, how in the world could you possibly answer it? How in the world could you answer it? He quotes, interestingly, that Shlomo Zalman quoted Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Perek Gimel, Hora Kuf Hei was Mekel till somebody told him the Chazanish was Machmer. They must talk with the Chazanish, but he really holds his mutter. But the Chazanish, we'll see later about the Chazanish. We'll see. That's what he says. How can it be Yosser? Average person can't see it. It's impossible. It's impossible. How can it be? So he writes like this. On page 85. Listen carefully. Someone suggested that people who are specially trained to recognize and identify insects of this size should check the vegetables. The concerns with this suggestion are twofold. One, on the most basic level, it seems incongruous to suggest that only certain people are qualified to check vegetables. The average high school cannot. How can it be?
She can, she just doesn't
know what to do. Hold on. On a deeper level, a study of the training process noted above, that they go to training, shows, and who did it, to someone who personally trained and watched others go through the process, and he writes, that in order for the Mashkiach to achieve this level of expertise, he must be trained with magnification until his eyesight is sharpened to the point that he can identify this sentence without magnification. Thus, the training process essentially converts the Mashkiach into someone who has above average eyesight, so she's now actually disqualified to check vegetables.
What?
That's what he says? He's right.
What?
He's disqualified.
Right. You don't get over your eyesight,
he's disqualified.
What?
He's right.
How's that right?
Only an average person is qualified. He's not an average person.
They learn to what to look for by looking
through
microscopes.
That itself puzzles them, because we're not supposed to look through microscopes in the first place. That's another reason to puzzle them. You can't, it's a tzvas mitzvas asuya. You can't get to the point that you can see it with your naked eye until you first look through a microscope. It's impossible. It's impossible. At first glance, it's impossible. I think he's 100% right. Maybe impossible on second glance too, but on first glance, it's totally impossible. So now it has a following. A further analysis of the strict opinion. Oh, I'm going to try to defend it. On page 86. I'll give you the pages. 86. Listen carefully. We first explained it that even if you can't recognize it's an insect, as long as you see a black dot, no. Everyone agrees One is not required to remove an insect which cannot be in the environment of an average person. What's the machlokes then? You're not required to remove it. What are they fighting about? The strict opinion says that since there was a time when the insects were identifiable, when they were alive, awake, and moving, those insects are within the class of forbidden insects. At one point they were visible. If the insect subsequently dies or stops moving, such that it can no longer be identified, the insect is still forbidden, but someone who inadvertently eats it will not be held responsible because there's no way for him to have avoided eating it. Bold. Accordingly, the insect is theoretically forbidden, but the person who eats it is considered an onus who is not held responsible for eating it. No, so why bother checking? I'm an onus. All right. It's commendable. But it's not really a requirement. It can't be a violation. It's impossible. What is the lenience? What is Adarabba? Now the shoe's got a foot. What did the Mechilim say? Oh. When the insect dies or stops moving to the point it's no longer recognizable, it in fact becomes a permitted insect. It changes its status from a prohibited insect to a permitted insect. The logic is that Hashem is the one who determines which insects are permitted, and He would not allow forbidden insects to remain in a condition where no one can recognize them, so they will regularly eat them, albeit bonus. They show proof that this is true. Accordingly, bold, it is permitted, and the person who eats it has not done anything wrong. If they're invisible. It's invisible. So now, if you'll say it's an onus, it's awake and avoid the yisr, you can't claim to be an onus. The person not required to use magnification to prevent the onus, the Torah expects usage methods, we have midas chassidus to do so. Others in 87 on top. That in fact it's required these unusual steps to avoid the onus. Mekisa, this is what he says. Okay. Now, the strict opinion will have to agree, those who don't follow the strict guidelines are operating within the confines of the letter of the law. An earlier generation did not have experts who were able to identify the insects, sure did not violate any prohibitions. Because they didn't have magnifying glasses. It's impossible. You can't get them without magnifying glasses. The linear base is Hetagamur. Hetagamur.
Would they say we should MRI our cows?
What?
Would they say we should give our cars MRIs?
Can't answer that question. Okay. So, the answer obviously no. But, Rabosai. Let us now analyze his beautiful five grades of insect sizes. Page 87 to 8. Five grades of insect sizes. Identifiable to everyone. Small ants and flies, adult aphids, insects which are moving. That's on one extreme. What's the other extreme? The fifth case. Microscopic. So A is certainly usher, and E is certainly mutter. Microscopic. Okay, that's easy. It's always the in-between that's problematic. What's B, C, and D? Let's take a look what B, C, and D are.
What are microscopic ones?
Hetagama.
What's an example?
When I was in high school, they told me that in every glass of water, what do you have? Amoeba, paramecium. Those names still ring a bell. I went to high school a long time ago. You had those same things when you went to high school?
Yeah.
I guess they're probably still floating in our water today. Out of Yom HaZeh. Hetagama.
They're smaller than the
cool. It's much smaller. They're microscopic. You can't see without a microscope. It's garnished. Even that magnifier as well, the microscope, it's gone. That's easy. And you see it? It's certainly awesome. What's B, C, and D? B, identifiable after seeing the species alive. I'm not giving examples yet. C, recognizable after training eyes with magnification. D, visible with naked eye, but not recognizable without magnification. B, identifiable after seeing the species alive. He gives an example. Copepods, they jump around when they're alive. We'll see later, it may be true. C, recognizable after training eyes for magnification. Thrips and strawberries. Great, he gives two other examples. Thrips and strawberries. You and I can't see them. What do you mean? They all you as films and movies. It's all based on the training with magnification, which no one ever heard of. You're not allowed to go through it, Mika Radin, because you're not an average person anymore. Okay. C. D. Visible with naked eye, but not recognizable without magnification. Citrus scale. And oranges, apparently. Citrus scale. Okay. So A and E, A is certainly us, E is certainly Mutter. What about B?
You'll be able to tell it's there, but you won't be able to see
I'm sorry?
You'll be able to tell it's there, but you won't be able to see the individual bugs without magnification.
Citrus scale.
Yeah.
Right. No way. It would seem logical that all should agree that grade B insects are also forbidden. And this was noted by a number of poskim when the issue of copepods came to light. Footnote 12. Rabbi Belsky said it's wrong. How can something be treated as visible, identifiable, if millions of people drinking the water have never noticed it? What do you mean, identifiable? No one ever noticed it. Copepods would not be a good example of grade B insect. All agree that some other appropriate example of grade B insect would be forbidden. Okay, fine, but I don't know what they are. It means you can see it when it's alive, right? And apparently people can see it, see something or other, even after it's dead, as opposed to copepods, you see nothing. Okay, fine. C. What's C and D? What's C and D? What's the din? Baha din of C and D. So he starts out by quoting a Rashi. Rashi is quoted by the very famous author, Rabbi Falk Shlita. He has a Madras of Digas Toloim. Quotes a Rashi in Mesechta Erevin, of all places. See the Rashi? Erevin. Eruvin. Daf Chav Ches. Watch this. Sheretz, Lashon Sheretz. I like that. Sheretz, Sheretz, runs. Dabashu Nod Baretz, Ve'eno Nire, Ela Yadei Sheretzu, V'richusho, V'pnei Kotno. So Rabbi Falk says, I'm reading, quoting, this indicates that there are insects which are forbidden even if they can only be identified when they move. Ad kana Rav Falk Shlita. Says Rabbi Cohen Shlita, the simplest reason to disagree with this proof is that Rashi is not discussing our direct question, is the insect forbidden even when it's not moving? Rather, Rashi is teaching us the source of the word sheretz and saying that a creature identified based on its movement is a quintessential insect. Sheretz. Furthermore, the Gemara which Rashi is commenting on knows that a namala ant is a forbidden insect. And of course, ants are quite identifiable even when they are not moving. Thus, it be that Rashi is saying that when a human is standing, they cannot recognize the appendages of a tiny ant that is walking below on the floor, only recognize it as a living being when it moves. As a result, the species of insects are called shrutzen. That's Rashi is describing the common insects. Does not indicate anything about tiny thrips where no one can see appendages if they stand an inch away from them. The kids say he rejects the proof from this Rashi. Okay? Rejects it. Okay? But then, he says over here, Look, this is chapter 20. Look in chapter 47, footnote 11. Whoa, he jumps 27 chapters. I'm giving you page numbers if you want to get this beautiful sefer. You go to page number 259, which starts with 255 and 6. And this is something which is very important. We know this from a different context. Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. Spontaneous generation. Whoa. 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 Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Tezayin. He goes in order of the Shulchan Aruch, this whole sefer. What does it say over there? If bugs spontaneously generate in the meat or the fish or the cheese, mutarim calls manchal or pirshu. Now, where we have this concept most famously, that things grow spontaneously, yeah.
Just in terms of the last thing everybody was saying. On the pasuk in Bereishis, where Hashem creates Shrotzim.
Right.
So there Rashi Dafka doesn't say that it's that it means
Shrotz. What does he say?
He says that it's a davar chai she'eino gogam in the aretz.
Ah.
But the Ramban argues on it, quoting Nas Uncles that
Shrotz.
He defines the word Sheretz as rachish.
Shrotz, so right? Same idea.
Movement. So it's not that the Ramban Uncles hold that that's actually what the word means, but Rashi doesn't hold that's what the word means.
Ah, Kasha on Rabbi Cohen.
No, meaning, they're really already showing the whole, that's what the word means, it's just not Rashi.
Let's go back to what he said. Yeah, I think he makes reference to Rashi and Chumash. Bereishis 120, 124. Vayikra 11, 20, 14, 19. Who clarifies that the word sheretz includes mice, flies, fish, anything else small that creeps on the ground, in spite of it being quite large. So you can't say that the word sheretz is limited to small things.
That
as Rabbi Falk would say. All right, but you are right, and he's also right.
Oh, I thought he was saying, Dafka, that Rashi held that from the Gemara, that it's only something that moves, only something that runs, and that's how you can identify it.
He didn't quite say that. That's what Rabbi Falk says. That's only, it's are forbidden, even if they can only be identified when they move. That's what Rabbi Falk said. Since Rashi never said that. Never meant it. Yeah, it's a good question. Let me go back to what I want to show you. Look at this. Unbelievable. Look at this. Rabbi Lezo Mahahore Kina B'Shabbos is Chayav. Rabbanu disagree. Why disagree? Kina the Eina Paravarava. There's no regular reproduction. Pruravu that we read about in the first paragraph of Bereishis does not apply to a Kina. Yeah. The truth is, if you open your Gemara Chulin, I left my Gemara Chulin, I don't have it with me. Samach Zayin Amud Beis. If you have your Gemara, look it up directly. Please look it up. But if you don't have it, we'll see it over here. Samach Zayin Amud Beis. In the context of the Easter of Shrotzim, something very similar. Watch this. Look. Kukiani Shari, certain kind of bugs. My timer. Mine Gavli. They're coming from inside. Mine Gavli. Mine Gavli. Wow. Mine Gavli. Unbelievable. Now, is this anti-science? Anti-scientific? So, in the Hanami, he quotes the Pachad Yitzchok Lamportini, who is a thing incredible. Is that in Varilan, Pachad Yitzchok? Why? Maybe. It's an encyclopedic work. It's called a Sefer Halacha of Achronim, maybe.
Is it true Sefer?
No, no. It would be a Sefer. It's an encyclopedia.
It's not a
Baralan. I don't
know
what's
Achronim.
I'll read it to you from here then. Look what he says. Ani Atzoyer. Bismanenu Shechach me Atoldos Hevitu V'ro V'yodu V'kosu V'kol Balcha Yieh Mishieh Hove Min HaBeitzin V'chozeh Ochichu B'rayas B'ruus Ken Shove Navshu Yirchak Mehem V'lo Yarag Lo Parash V'lo Kina V'yachnes Atzal B'sofek Chiyuv Chatas U'v'dobar Z'amina Shem Yishmu Chach me Yisrael Rayas Umas Olam Yagzu V'yodu L'divrayim Well, Begal Gal Choser Mazal Kavua, Ayn Ve'Alfasi in the Ran and Shabbos tells where to look. Shul to Giborim, Parashu Lovin Oshachar, Shalt Esp, his Rebbe from Mantova, and he says Mutter anyway. Mutter anyway. I Mola Oras Das Achokir Maaskonim Medvarim Ma'omim Kol Balchai Nola Du Mesava Mebeitza Mutal Horakina B'Shabbos Hashivosi. Ein l'shanah sedinim am yisodim al kabbalas kadmoneinu b'shul chakibas chachmim asolam. Hello, tira. Shaharbi min achokim makchishim b'rayas. Oh, what example? Ayin hara. They deny an ayin hara. Ah. Ramban says, listo devrayim os lamin al stei chaver b'shah shemetz b'kom osel. Ein tzorach l'mamin l'vagash mimokom acher rayas v'tanas afapishas yeshlin rabos v'atsumos Kitaspi Kabbalas Rabosenu shall adne adover azet biu viostu dinu mishpat gomer. Chach mimus olam lo yiru v'lo yivinu b'teva kim shitchius advarim anir la'ayin v'lo pnimiyusa kasher eskilu mekabalei maisa breshis. Lumatzor Yehuda b'Rav Elazar bril po mantova so masiri tof ayin ches. 300 years ago, right? We're in tough shin pay. So it's 300 years ago this happened. What happened? They Chachmei Uma said that. Now he claims over here that Louis Pasteur knocked it out.
Yeah.
When did Louis Pasteur live?
That's what Rosh Hashanah always says. Must be sure.
When did Louis Pasteur live?
1700s, I think.
When did he live? Come on, when did he live?
To 1895.
Yeah, much after the Pachad Yitzchok. Pachad Yitzchok, if the date is right, Tofayin Ches, they knew about Pasteur before Pasteur. But I think if you look at the science books, other people, I mean, I used to read my books when I was a child about some of these scientists, who was someone, Lewakin or something like that? Some looking around cup from.
Lewinuk.
When did he live? Did he discover these things too?
So I
think he's the one. In his time, where they may have known about these things. So what's Takum Shah? He quotes Rabosai is Chas v'Sholem to say that Chazal were wrong. We are in YU. We believe in Torah Mada. So what's the Pshat? He gives a Gaval to the Pshat from the Michtam Eliyahu. Okay, let's look it up. Chelik Dalet page. 355 and 6. The Torah only considers something to exist when it is detectable by human faculties. Accordingly, an organism which is microscopic in size does not exist from a halachic perspective. When it grows to a visible size, it has now, quote, been created. Therefore, if a mother kina lays an egg which is microscopic in size, that egg is not viewed as having come from the mother. And when it grows to a visible size, has been created from nothing. That's to say that the Gemara does not mean that insect eggs do not physically come from a father and a mother, but rather that from a halachic perspective, it's as if they have no parents. Meredith, Rabbi Bleich said it, and then others, Rabbi Des said it, others said, I think Rabbi Levi has it, who has all those books. This is the portion of the truth. This is the truth. That's the answer. And therefore, strictly speaking, you can kill this bug on Shabbos too. But the Maharil has a different approach. The Maharil, I can show it to you. Well, let's at least look at it today for a minute, and then we'll see more at it tomorrow. Maril is so quick. For the Ashkenazim in the room, the Maril is the final word, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Maril is the father of Minig Ashkenaz. Ooh, they have, is he in Rishonim or Achronim, the Maril? Where they put him? I have him under Rishonim, we'll see if it's true. Oh, this is Achronim. Where is he?
Zachronim.
He's in Achronim, Maril?
I think it's in Rishonim. This is the Rishonim, this is the
Achronim
list.
Rabbi is in Achronim right now.
And where's the Maril?
Rishonim.
Rishonim, that's right. That's Rebok. Sorry. Rishonim. Maril. Now the two numbering systems in the Maril, I looked it up in I have Maril at home, and it says Kuf Lamed Dalet and parentheses Kuf Mem Dalet. So now, we'll try Kuf Lamed Dalet first, and we'll see. Yeah. Mordechai Kosev Orav Arotev Ofos Agdelen Beilun Bechartumeyen Ikelem Andama Tuuna Shchita Ikelem Andama Loboy Shchita Mashu Desharu Lechol Shalti Kaminin Hachi. My should be Tushim Magdalen Bilan to make me shortim. Well, how do I eat this thing? Tshuva. By the kasha lecha, ofos Magdalen Bilan, my should be Tushim, the gam ken Gedalen Bilan? Loki. Hayitushin boy mizera, shezriu imosayan, toch olo echot, finisha sham koya meachorev, mishalagu mikor, umatsama rabbi meachom, moa peris, krab yuda koi kavasach, this sounds like it's beyond what we can discuss. We only have a few seconds to go. So you saw it. This is Kuf Lamed Dalet. Look it up if you have a chance in the Maril downstairs or on your online. Tomorrow we'll begin by discussing what did the Maril mean. Siyata Deshmai. Okay. And the rest of the week, or most of it at least, we're talking about bugs. We have to do a chazara. We have to have a bechina. When the bechina will be, we have to our shiur system.